Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 12th, 2018. And this is a live talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about truth and reconciliation.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter mobile frequency and on the 4930-15460 and 6065 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock. And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and we want to take this opportunity to welcome our radio to TV viewers on our Facebook pages. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about truth and reconciliation. Of course, President Emmerson Mnangagwa 2 weeks ago signed the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission bill into law, making operational the commission that was actually appointed in 2016 by former President Robert Mugabe. The act provides for the independence of the commission and empowers individuals that may have been affected by any dispute or conflict out of any act or omission or commission on the part of an authority or person to make oral or written submissions to the commissions in any one of the 16 official languages.
The NPRC is established under sections 251 to 253 of the Constitution to ensure post-conflict justice, healing and reconciliation, to develop programs to promote national healing, unity and peaceful conflict resolution, and was meant to run for 10 years from 2013. Zimbabwe's history is tainted with the incidents of unresolved cases of politically motivated violence. Meetings aimed at addressing issues of Bukuraundi are sometimes disrupted by alleged and non-ZANU-PF activists. Yeah, we're looking for it.
Ngiyaphila hongu havawadiwa nasi kuti tinge tichitaura nezvemutemo wakanyorwa iwo wakaiswa ruoko nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa wekuregererana. Tinozova kuti mumwe mutevedzeri wavo vaCampbell Mohad ndizvo ndo vakapiwa chitsvambe chekuti vange vachiona nyaya dzekuti zvagadziriswa sei kana paine vaya vakatyorerwa kodzero dzavo, vakaurayirwa hama dzavo nezvimwe zvakadaro zvichisanganisa nyaya dzakaita sana Gukuraundi nedzimwe dzezvematongerwo enyika dzakaitika kuma99 kuma2000 uko zvichienda mberi. Asi munyika pane kunetsana kuti pogadziriswa sei. Vamwe vanoti zvakakosha pachivanhu vanotiwo mushonga waingozi kuripa. Kana paitwa zvinhu zvakadai, panenge pachida kuti pagarwe pasi, pogarwa dare, poonekwa kuti pangagadziriswe sei, kana kuti yatingati compensation. Hakusi kuZimbabwe chete kwazvakaitwa, kana kuti kwazvikunzi zviitwe. KuSouth Africa vakaita Truth and Reconciliation Commission, ukaenda kunyika dzakaita sana Rwanda, pakaita kurwisana unotyisa kwemarudzi vechihutu nevematutsi. Paka umbwa makomita ayaenza ana gachacha, vanhu vachitaurawo kuti vofambira sei mberi senyika. Asi muZimbabwe zvinhu zvisati zvaitwa zvinozokonzera kuti zvinge zvichikonzera kukandirana makobvu nematete munguva dzakawanda. Gates,
ye kunjalo ke njengoba uBlessing alubeka ke udaba lwethu lamhlanje, lamhlanje sikhuluma ngodaba oluqakathekileyo kakhulu olwe-National Peace and Reconciliation. Lokhu ke ukukhumisana umlota, siyawazi ukuthi sokulomthetho okuthiwa yi-National Peace and Reconciliation Act ozakwenza ukuthi kusebenze i-commission le ebizwa ngokuthiwa yi-National Peace and Reconciliation Commission. So ke njengoba sokulomthetho okwamanje, sokukhanya ngazani ke umthetho lo uzakhangela kakhulu ukuthi i-commission le isebenze. So ngokuya kwezinto sibili abantu bafisa ukuthi kusebenze kakhulu abantu bakhumisana umlotha. Siyakwazi ukuthi emazweni atshiyeneyo sibili abantu bajala ukugongodana abanye babulalane. Siyakwazi kwele Zimbabwe ukuthi kwakwenzakala. Kususela ngo-1983 kwaze kwafika ngo-1987 udaba lwe-Five Brigade kumbe ngithi iKukuraundi. Siyakwazi ukuthi isikhathi leso kwabula sibili abantu abaningi kakhulu. Abanye bacabangela ukuthi bayafika i-20,000. So ke sibona ukubona ukuthi konoku kuzokuzahamba njani. So ngenani kuhlelo khona manje lihambe enkundleni zethu zokuzilibazisa ezeFacebook. Sile VOA Ndebele kuzobuya ke le VOA Shona, kuzobuya njalo le VOA Studio 7. So join us right now. You know, we are live streaming on three Facebook pages. That is VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. So join us right now. Let's chat.
Honguka hamawadiwa maka sununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera tichitaura ne nya iyoi ya kanangana nekuti Zimbabwe yofambira sei mberi senyika. Vamwe vari kuti aiwa nyaya yaifanire kunge ichitaurwa nekuti inogona kuzovhura maronda angapora. Asi vamwe vachiti aiwa hazvifanire kunge zvichidaro, zvakakosha kuti vanhu vagare pasi vataurirane kuti vakwanise kufambira mberi. Gibbs, think we have our first guest, that is Mr. Rashid Mahia, the executive director of Hero Zimbabwe. Mr. Mahia, good evening. Mr. Mahia?
Good evening, colleagues.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So Mr. Mahia, we are told that this law is a law, as we can call it. So at the end of the day, what do you think this National Peace and Reconciliation Act is going to do for Zimbabweans?
Thank you, Gibbs. This law, the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission Act, should provide Zimbabwe with a fresh start. Uh-huh. It should provide Zimbabwe with an opportunity to look into the past, honestly and genuinely, and see where we have had conflicts, violations of human rights, atrocities, and say what do we do about it as a nation so that we go forward, learning from what we have learned, but making sure also meet the needs of the communities that are affected. So this commission, this law, and what this commission is going to do is going to help us to be honest and sincere to ourselves, to look at the challenges that we face and say, how do we move forward? And we should deal with those conflicts that are very clearly laid out from the period of, in my view, from the period of colonization up to the current. But there are specific periods, specific conflicts, specific atrocities that we can clearly pick out from the continuum. And we have the issues of the land, number one. We've got issues of Gukurahundi, two. We've got issues of Chiat or Diamond, depending on where you're coming from, the abuse of resources. We have issues of electoral and political violence from 2000 to the present. We have many issues. We have issues of the ESA. There are many issues, of course, that are in there that affect different people from different geographical areas at different times. But if you look at all of them, there are some that clearly stick out as a sore thumb, and Gukurahundi is one of them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Pekilizwe Ndlovu. He's a political commentator based in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu, for joining us. Now that this National Peace and Reconciliation Bill has now been signed into law, Mr. Ndlovu, how significant is this?
Well, looking at history, what I understand is that laws do not change cultures. Laws do not change cultures. They are said. You have a good example in South Africa, where you have a beautiful constitution that does not translate into culture, the way people go on to believe. An interesting example is the controversial issue of sexual orientation, where South Africa says you are free to be what you are orientated to be sexual. But on the ground, culturally, no one has accepted that. This law was passed not by a referendum. It was passed by people up there, the Bekis and so on. So what you see on the ground with all the beautiful laws that may be promulgated into law is culture, it is belief systems, it is experiences that people would have gone through. We have something like that in Zimbabwe. We inherited a legacy of no unity at all. We have a legacy of painful experiences that the people of Zimbabwe have gone through at different times. Whites went through their own trauma at the time when the farms were invaded. The Ndebeles went through their own trauma in 1983 when they were killed by Kukuraundi. We had another group of people in 2008 of predominantly the Shona people also being killed. So how do you then create a law and expect this to change the pain, the trauma that people went through, instead of creating, you know, processes? I know also, even outside law, if those processes are not created in a manner that is helpful. Good example, the CRC Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Did it help? So these things need deeper thinking. They need, you know, seriousness. They need people to come from a background of and a mind of really wanting to get to the bottom of issues. In Zimbabwe, there are different compartments. There is the politician, there is the people. There are people in town, there are people in the rural areas, and there are those in the internet, the cyberspace community. So all these have different mindsets. You know, politicians, for example, is a compartment. They are not so sure if they really want reconciliation and peace, because somehow there are those that benefit from the disunity that's there. The situation on the ground, as far as politicians are concerned, does not promote that kind of thing, because it means then creating an even ground that's going to make competition to be based on merit. Have politicians in Zimbabwe have been using marriage to get into office? No, that has not been the case. It has been about tribalism, it has been about regionalism, it has been about a lot of other, you know, realities. So are politicians going to be willing to really get to the bottom of the matter and see this disunity or failure to unite and create a value proposition for citizenship and nationhood? Is it something that they would want? So you want to ask yourself all those questions in order to not, you know, then carry this illusion that we are really on our way to something beautiful, if you know what I'm saying.
Thank you so much. Gibbs?
Yeah, I think there are some people that are sending messages, they're placing on Facebook. And let's just read one or two messages, because people are very much interested in this. You said there, Machona Tube says, I'm here with Grace watching and narrating our dream of having a very beautiful country. Then Tabani Mlalazi says, call me right now. I hope we're going to call you, Mr. Mlalazi. Then Takalo Mbezi Staudze says, Mnangagwa and Mr. Mugabe must apologize. That's the only medicine to heal all those hearts that were ravaged during the Kukuraundi massacres. Then, of course, Busiso Kadlula and Busarin Tini, Musa Nkukoni and Spongile Mhlaba, thank you so much for joining us right now. We really appreciate your presence. Willard Lova Stole, I'm told, he's now on the line. Baba Stole, kunjani? Kusipele kakhulu. So, telephone yakho ukuthi unguze ukuthi. Baba Stole. Awubonike. Yeah, uthini ke ngodaba lwe National Peace and Reconciliation Act, umthetho lowo osufakiwe. Uzayenzelani abantu bezimbabwe?
Mina ngokubona kwami kuwumthetho omuhle kakhulu, futhi siyajabula ukuthi ngemva kwesikhathi eside kanje kube nomuntu okwazi ukubona indlela yokuthi ayikho yandiza yangahlali phansi, ngoba into lento inesikhathi sayo. Ngibona ngathi kuyisikhathi esihle kakhulu, noma kuwukuthi mhlawumbe nomthetho sakungoba amavoti sesondele and labantu bayakwazi ukuthi abantu amaZimbabweans mhlaba wonke bakhuluma ngale nto izinto ezenzakalayo igugurawente nani njengalokhu kubabubechaza laphambi ukuthi ya-affect amaZimbabwe yendlela ehlukeneyo kuyonke indawo kuyonke umhlaba eZimbabwe. So ngibona ngazathi kwesinye isikhathi kuyinto enhle kakhulu, at the same time bayabona nabo ukuthi ilanga seliyashona ngoba uma kuwukuthi aba-address that issue before amavoti uvote, obvious ama-chances are very high ukuthi bazophuma. So the only way ukuthi bayi-address and which is good because at the end of the day iyadingeka vele ukuthi i-address ikhulunywe, abantu bahlale phansi kuxolelwane kuthelelwane amanzi base kuyi-forward ngendlela engibona ngakhona.
Kodwa-ke
ngathi ngithemba kahle kakhulu.
Ye, kodwa-ke ubona mzane kungenziwa yini kumbe kuya kusenziwa ngokuthi ama-politician wona kufuna khonokho
ama-politician ungenzeka abangabe bengakufisi ukuthi kuadrese mhlawumbe ma ngikhangela ngama-opposition party kangabe khona at the moment because bayakwazi ukuthi iphendulela elibuthayo elikhona so far uba linga-addressa that issue egrawunde kuhlale phansi kukhulunywe abantu aba-affected. We know ukuthi kulabantu abarejwayo abaningi kakhulu abangenama-birth certificate abantwana abangabaziyo bababo bakhompasete kuhlale phansi kukhulunywe kuxoliswane kuyingozo lezinduna ama-chances okuthi iqembe elibuthayo liphinde liphume anytime soon azaba malutshwana ngoba i-trade omunye into bekade siyifuna khona manje we know ukuthi sikhulume ngezinto sikhululekile noma kuwukuthi akakavote. So yiyo le nto ebesiyifuna after 37 years ukuthi sisele i-platform lapho esizokwazi ukukhuluma ngezinto kungela muntu ezokwethusela mhlawumbe ngokuthi uzakubothwa noma uzatshaywa noma uzabulawa. So ngiyabona nje ukuthi yizinto e-right so far but ama-opposition ngiyazi ukuthi kufana lokuthatha i-tunis esilondeni kuma-opposition bayafisa ukuthi mhlawumbe kungavunyelwa nakahle ngoba that's the way abazakwazi ukuthi bathole i-chance otherwise inga-addressa that issue abantu ababa-affected ba-attende kahle kubalulekile isikhathi. Ngicabanga ukuthi sizobona ushintsho olukhona kakhulu.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu-ke esithole ubele mpela viki enhle baba.
Siyabonga kakhulu lonke abaphoshele nabalaleli.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. So that was Mr. Sithole saying that this is a good thing and definitely there's need for people to actually reconcile, especially those that are always fighting or, you know, to look into those atrocities and all those kind of things. And he says basically it would be good to also involve traditional leaders, you know, because this is not some kid's play, you know. It's a lot to do with something that is hurting, you know, hurting a lot among Zimbabweans. So he says, but what he's noticing is that now people have got so many platforms to discuss some of these issues. He says, unlike when there was a previous government, you wouldn't even talk about some of these things. So now he's happy, his space is opening up, and he's not sure of the position of the opposition parties. He says maybe they don't want to see, you know, good relations among Zimbabweans. They want to see that kind of tension so that they may survive. If ever ZANU-PF solves most of these issues, it may stay in power for a long time. So that's his fear, you know. Yeah.
Of course, we want to acknowledge some of our followers on Facebook who are watching this live broadcast. Thank you to Pre-DHKD Boss Danger Zone at EFA. Zwanai Peter Manunure. From Murambinda Buhera, thank you so much. Give more Chitungo in Harare Glenview 1. Thank you, give more. Nathan N.R. Fraser Chicks, watching you guys all the way from Johannesburg, loud and clear. Thank you so much. Then we have Spiwe Luka, Arguti Ngawapa Gadzirise Reshua. Runyararo Kaekwa, Arguti Pfe Dapinda Pabindura Apo. Then we have Ella Machanyangwa Tiripo. Thank you so much. Regaiti Zoki Kwamuri Vama. Ya mchiripo iri parunare. Vama hiya, vamo wari kuti kuda kuedza kugadzirisa nyaya dzakaitika kare idzi kunogona kupedzisira ko fukunurazve zvimwe zvanga zvirere nekudaro ngatingo kanganwa itiende mberi zvingashanda here?
Ndiri kuti hapana kanga chiri kana pachinge paitwa aita rufu mumhuri nenyaya yekuti vanhu vaurayiwa nenyaya dzematongero enyika hama hadzikanganwi. Chinokanganwa idemo asi mukanganwi. Chechipiri Naka zunu zakadaro nchinge zaitika. Zini zazunu zokonzira umuri imomo kana mnara uunda. Pane nyaya zekuti kundinara mzimbo za tino shada isusu se Zimbabwe. Kinevanu waka uraiwa waka pisi balicha ya umu na 2008 kukura hundi ngulidi that thing that is being said about kukura hundi and of course it is important. In those areas wana wasu kwansa kutawiza na mnara hundi kune nyaya kutu kune vandu wano gara mnara hundi na kutu wane patu na wano gara na wano supporta wano wano zira hamatangu wano itaza wano uda kie kanangua ya saru ziyoshika wano bawarangari za wano kutu oo nchaida na takambu ita korelia mapurisa ano shaya simba rogu sunga wano wakadai chokutanga uye wano tume murizaka ara munamu mene ya kutu wano waichengi ya murizao awacha kwa kujana kutu waka rachikiru wa mpenyu wawu kana kutu waka rachikiru wa ni jupuru kana urachikiru wa ni kukwanisa kuita mabasaye. Saka kana kujitizu zungati reji tume mutazurere tume ngekutizu nye pera chasino fana kujia ndike kuti nyaya zakata hizi no ita sukuti zaka nyarara nekuti wana wanenga wachicha tuda utitaure kitu nyaya kuti tambu zikora tina haru rufa na uka zikiswa ni National Peace and Reconciliation Commission inyaya yekutika hurumende wano chika hurumende ya avu wano chika hurumende ya avu na kuti hurumende niyaka ratisa kuti kubapo kutanga hivyo nitangatane varungu waino hurumende hurumende ya ishanda kensama simba mechisimba kuzira vanu hivyo hivyo nitangua hivyo liberation struggle hurumende ya ishanda kisimba kutiki kuzira vanu uye uwa papa kwa hivyo hivyo wanaisa kisimba kuzira vanu kashuka pa independence ukura hundi hurumende ilushasa kisimba kumewa nwayo sayoya 2000 hurumende ilushasa kisimba panewa nwayo parizu ni hurumende taka nyaya ilipo ndekuti nyaya inofana kukatizwa ni National Peace and Reconciliation Commission nyaya yiku shandiskwa kwe kuchikisi zira nyaya yiku shandiskwa kwe violence kana zirishuonga kutivano vatereri urumende ingi ilichipapu kana pati mapati ima politika wapati taka nyaya ya kisha ndeku ti kana wana wachiti gatili zivagada haro awati kutuza utipane chaka wanda sulu zinkika na kutivano waka gara wachitika mnika yao ya wano gara wakata za kutandi gana mnini wakata za kutandi gana chikafu nara wanda gatino gara wana wakari zakana kapaite kibiriyo saka atinga nisusu wano waka uraiwa kumatebelele ni midlands mwuzi ati mjararai kune wana wa sina zutupa wasika kune wa hizi citizenship unconstitutionary ase muna hato rina citizenship nekuti wa bere kwa kawa hapo hawa kwa nse kwa istatisha shosho kune wana wa kate bagenda kutukoro ne violence ya kato mba 2000 ne violence ya kato 2008 kune wana wano famba wa chini zutitumaza mma nara hunda kune ya kujizutu nge za violence apana zutika kwa kini zoto kuna zutupa saka nyaya inyepise kiko zindeje haiti kori nyaya yekuti wanu wango na kizwa uye ndena uti mtaure chimwe chino na za mtaure ukutanga chida anza chindi chino gati mzise kuti National Peace and Reconciliation Commission ni haina kupenetewa kana mkopi wavano na yuri mende hiyo bambu mbirole mtemu mbirole mtemu rakanyo wane wana wezi papu leka bugira anu saka haiti chimja mkopi wavano haiti Christmas kukia ya piwa wano asukutivano wakati na uda kutiti wane zira ya kukazirisa makakatano atangati nao saka vaneze wanafona wange wakitura mtu mungu kutivaha hende kuma politicians hende kuma communities what demand chumechatiko na kutangula nite kuti vanu wakara wajitukisa ya kutesa wari kuita unara unda za wano kara kutivaha wale kirelani asini angeliko nje kuti urumindi ya hushika ichimisa wani kutivasa iti pasa ya nikapo mungu nje zuhudu mna 2009
Unfortunately, we got cut off there. That's Mr. Rashid Mahia, the executive director of Heal Zimbabwe. He was talking about the need for truth and reconciliation, saying that, you know, critics of this program were saying that this must not be done are wrong in that there is not going to be peace without people sitting down and talking about past atrocities. Gibbs, of course, tinakukurudzira vateereri vedu kana kuti vari kuona vada kutaura muchishona kuti munokwanisa kuenda pa Facebook page yedu monyora manamba enyu ipapa patozokufonerai. Gibbs,
yes, sesinomama lapa ke icingweni intombi yakonyati umamdluli. Mamdluli, ungautshona njani?
Ngitshonile baba Dube, litshona njani?
Sitshone kahle sibili. Ungathini ke ngomthetho lo omutsha we-National Peace and Reconciliation?
Umthetho lo omutsha sibili, mina ngokubona kwami ukuthi uke uzama ukutulungisela abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi sikhululeke, abantu bekwazi ukukhuluma iy'nhlupho zabo. Bensizwa sibili ubaba lanxa nje amanye amabala eshone engeqhaphathinyamuza ukuthi ukhuluma ngokuthi abantu abakhululeki, akukhululwa abantu bakhululeke. Indaba nale yadlula egugurawund ikhulunywe ilungiswe kuhle, ngoba indaba le nxa uyikhangele Dube yenza i-tribalism eZimbabwe. Iyo sibili yenza ukuthi kungani abantu asobeZimbabwe bonke, ngoba kulabanye sibili ukuthi angaquma kwenye indawo uthole ukuthi ungani uphambanise kakhulu, angathuthe khuluma ulimi kuleyo ndawo ungathi uphambanise kakhulu. Njalo futhi kule tribalism enkulu kakhulu okufanele ikhangelisiswe eZimbabwe ukuthi abantwana bakithi labesindebeleni labo beyazakala ukuthi bangabantwana. Xa kuyukuthi into leyo bayibhalisa ukuyenza, kabayiyenze. Ayikhona ukuthi lokubhala nje ibizo lomuntu esibhedlela mthole sokubhala omunye umuntu osekukuza ukuthi ngicela umbhelele ibizo lakho, khona kuyena kunohlupho. Nxa usuthi uyakhuluma songani ukhuluma kubi, suchaywa, sothiwa ngabantu abangakwazi ukukhuluma, suleluchaywa ngamapholisa mbe, ngamapholisa mbe kuyini ukuthi abantu asikwazi, abantu bayachaywa ekhaya sengona ukuthi bachaye imali. So sikuzama ukucela ukuthi abantu sibili kabakhuluma umthetho nalo obekwayo lo, awuke uyekele abantu bakhulume ngaphandle komuntu othethisayo, kodwa umuntu ozikhulumela iqiniso ngempilo yakhe afuna ukuyiphila, ake umuntu alalelwe laye akakhulume. Silezalukazi ezingafoliswa emakhaya zibekwe kuphela kazigcinwa muntu ungathi uyakhuluma suphambanisile. So umuntu okhuluma kubi somele uchaywe, kutsho ukuthi ukhulumele enye iphathi engayisiyebusayo, somele uchaywe. No, ayisikho lokho esikuzama ukukwenza Dube, ukuthi izinto zilizwe lakithi ake zilungiswe, kathi zizalungiswa ngoba nxa zingalungiswa yithi thina izizalwane
esibeleni. So kodwa-ke kuyaqalisa ngaphi kusiya ngaphi, kumele kwenziweni? Okuqalisayo silukunikele ukuthi asitshayeni lokhu mbani.
Omele aqalise silukunikele ukuthi asitshayeni lokhu, kaqalise indaba ye-gugurawund, ngoba ungakhayela kathesi baba Dube kula mfihlo. Abantwana bakathesi bonke bakhuluma ngendaba ye-gugurawund. Akula vele ukuthi upresident omutsha bathi akuqale ngendaba ye-gugurawund, ike iqale ikhulunywe sizwe ukuthi kathi kwaqalisa njani, kuze kuye kulawa amaNdebele kwakuhambe njani. So ake uhulumende nxa yekuthi kuyukuthi kukhona umlayezo ukuthi indlebeni zakhe kungafika ilizwi leli, kake azame. Yes, sometimes uyazama nje kuye ebantwini ufike ukhuluma ukuthi no, indaba ye-gugurawund yayenzeka disokuphelile, badala nizoxolisa. Abadala bazamukela, bazange abatho ukuthi badinga inkomo. Laba nizakhuluma besishenzele bathi abazange abatho ukuthi sibhadale kumbe njani, but sifuna ukuthi sibe kwazi ukuthi kwakuhambe njani, kuze ngoba umuntu lo sebusa nguye wayekhokhele ku-gugurawund. So ngasitshelwa lutho ukuthi kwenzakalani, and sahlelwa iy'hlobo zethu, sahlelwa ngabazali bethu. So sesicela ukuthi uhulumende ahambe akaye khuluma ngendaba ye-gugurawund iphele, akahambe khona leMandebeleni elifane ezikhulumela labo, beke bemtshele ukuthi bafuna kube njani ngendawo zakibo, ngoba ungani bayalela kodwa kwezinye indawo ngale hhayi abafiki. So yinto eyenza ungani akusezwakali kuhle ukuthi kathi vele kuyiwa ngathi kuvela ngaphi. So esikucela ukuthi uhulumende omtsha kaphume ezicathulweni le ziyade zigqoke ezenkathi, akangene ezicathulweni zabantu, ahambe labantu, azi izikhalazo zabantu, azame ukukhulumisana labantu, azele ukuthi abantu bona vele bathini, bafuna kube njani. Abantu badinga ukuthi kuxoliswe Dube, iqiniswe iqiniswe. Indaba ye-gugurawund abantu bayidinga ukuthi ixoliswe.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Sibongile Mamdluli, ungathona kusasa. So that is Ntombi Yakomdluli, Ntombi Yakonyati Umamdluli. So she's saying that you know, people must talk about some of these things. She says the gugurawund issue is very important, and she hopes that this law is going to maybe bring to a close this outstanding issue. And she further goes on to say the government itself must make a commitment. Take this issue to the people and listen to what people want. If ever there is need to apologize, they should apologize. And she's saying that people are not asking for a pound of flesh. All what they are seeking is the truth about the issue and the final closure. And she says if this is not done, the problem is it is fueling tribalism. Some people have got different thoughts about it, and maybe if the government takes it, tribalism may be a thing of the past. So maybe she's got a point there. Maybe we can talk to some of our... Yes,
yeah. Tina mkoma forward mumtirira ari parunari makadi mkoma forward
Novara Blessing Maladi.
Aiwa isu tiri nani zvedu zvemutowa kumwaka oma kumwe munyoro tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu maonero angu anoti pfungwa yakaifane hurumende yakanaka.
Mhm.
Yekuti vanhu vakwanisa kutaurirana mumba. Ndozvino. Maonero endiita mai nababa. Kana mukomana munhu kuna vagara vakatsamwirana mumba. The last thing unokwanisa kutora demo, kutema umwe vakavarai.
Mhm.
Maonero kaita ndikuita nefungwa dzine vanhu nemasimukiro ari chana nawi. Ndokwana kusva kuzvita kupatsanira marudzi zvakanyanya nekuti mukaona kadhepi kari pakati pebashona nemandevere mamiriro akaita nekuti hatisasirani. Nekuti ndochinyoro chinenge ndochitoripo chaichaichai. Hachina kuti tisakatwara. Gepi racho rinongoramba richivhurika richivhurika. Saka pfungwa yavaita kuti vakwanise vakasire kugadzirisa gepi ipfungwa yakanaka. Nokuti rikazonyanya kushama mvura yese inobuda vanhu vofa nenyota. Saka kureva kuti ini maonero endinoita panoda kushandisiwa umbangu wakati hwehwehwe nekuti kungotaura kungoti uyatinzwe sori tikazodai handikungoti panonyatso kubuda zvakanaka nekuti sori haina cheinopodza sori hapana cheinouyisa mumba nekuti baba oredi hamusina kana mai oredi hamusina saka ii zvinoda kuti iyo komiti yacho iyi yakapuwa basa irereyo ungaitange yagara ipenenzvere unyanzvi hwakakwana isati yasumuka kuinda kuvanhu vakashayisirwa eidha ivehukura hwindi vavo eidha ve2002 kana 2008 bhozi vazhinji vacho ana dzavadzina kugadzikana and misodzisipa matama and umwe uchakatorodza museve uchakaviga peiri kuti kana zvati ndinoda kuzoziti zvakati ndo maonero endiri kana ndoita wese
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma forward.
Tinotenda
zvikuru. Yeah, they from forward is saying that this issue must be addressed. There is no way the government can ignore it. But he says it needs wisdom, you know. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, you know, it's not just enough to say, I'm sorry, there is need for the compensation.
Mm-hmm. So I've got people like welcome Yvonne Nyati, who says, Nlalele. Ngise Botswana siyabonga kakhulu ke kuzobuya lo Thulani Fncube siyabonga kakhulu la ukhona sakhile liline lo Davis Jaga uyakhuluma lapho uthi what numbers can one call to contribute so sicela usithumezele inamba yakho khona po Davis can you send us your number right now on Facebook so that we can call you back then Priscilla Mtunga Ndlovu says hello sabona Priscilla lapho khona khona ngapho Washington State siyadaba ukuthi la ukhona silethe ukuthi siza kuthinta lawe kuzobuya ke uJames bangena la uthi nsebutswana bafowet ecingweni ke sizokuthiwa ke silo baba usazi kumbe ngumama usazi Dube singakayi kuBernard ubhekelizwe Ndlovu so ke sabona Dube
yebo uyaphila baba
kunjani mthembu
hayi ngisiphile baba
ye akutsho ke ngodaba lolu ulubona njani
nambwani uhulumende eZimbabwe yomele izame ukulungisa lolu daba ngoba ukhathaza umuntu onke oseZimbabwe umuntu onke osengaphandle kwelizwe leZimbabwe umuntu onke nje emhlabeni ongumuZimbabwe indaba leyi ayimphathi kahle so ngikhathi uhulumende ungakazi kwafika isikhathi sokuvota zama ukuthi alungise udaba lokuthi abantu bonke abaseZimbabwe ngumhlobani azama ukuthi aphile ngendlela eqondileyo elungileyo engaze yakhathaza abantu bonke eZimbabwe kubona abantu bephasalele begcwele indawo yonke nje azuye ngaphi ngumuZimbabwe ngawuye ngaphi umuZimbabwe so uhulumende kazama ukuthi alungise ikhaya labantu libe likhaya labantu wonke umuntu aphile ngenjabulo nje kuphela ibe ngicela uhulumende weZimbabwe ungakazi wavota ngoba ngake angekela ukuza leli daba ungafika sokuvota ambona ukuthi uzawaluyo uzakuthola
ukutsho ngani khonokho
ngikhayela ukuthi into zonke seZimbabwe akula nto seZimbabwe engathi ungazama ukuthi uyibambe uyilungise ilungiseke ngazi ukuthi udinga umsebenzi kawutholakali imali kayitholakali ungene emasitolo uthi uyathenga kuyadula yonke into nje akula nto elungile ipetroli kuyadula konke nje kunzima akula nto enhle ekhaya
ye so ke pho ke nxa kuyaqalisa ukuthi kulungiswe kumele beqalise ngaphi besiyafika ngaphi
kuqale nje ekulungiseni kulungisana lobusela okokuqala ibusela yiwo uzantu bokakumise okwesibili ukukhululeka elizweni kungaze kwaba lokuthuselana ungaze kwahlukuzwa kwabantu okwesithathu kuzama ukuthi kuvotwe kukhululekile kungaze kwaba lokuqhilikezelwa kwabantu
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Mthembu osithemba ubele impela vike enhle fowethu.
Hayi ngamthanda nje ukuthi abalaleli bonke abase Studio 7 balaba bathanda ukulalela lolu hlelo balande balaleli bazange ukubamba amazwi abantu abakhuluma ukuthi bathini bangazi bayemwa ngokunye sokukhangela kuye ngabantu eZimbabwe.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana ungathi nakusasa ba. So that is Mr. Stasi Dube. He says the government should actually fix this issue. He's very adamant that it can. So he says, you know, and it should be done before elections. I think he has got a point there, right?
Indeed. Let's go to Mr. Mahia. Mr. Mahia, I'm sorry we got cut off earlier on. The phones are a bit problematic. But maybe you can continue from where you left. I think you were on the year 2009.
Yes. My point is that the reason why we need this process is because the instrumentalization by the state, right, against vulnerable citizens in order for them to retain power. And that has been a problem. And I was saying this can be turned as early as the colonial state up to the present. So from the colonial government up to the present government, they have been using violence to retain power or to get power. We can even talk about the present, and now as you speak, that's the present, in a few months. So I think that is where the problem is. And this is the reason why we need a national peace and development commission. And so, there are things that the commission needs to do. The first thing, which other listeners and contributors were saying, that we need truth telling. We need the truth to be recovered. The truth is subjective, your truth, my truth, but we just need to put that truth in the public domain, in the public sphere, so that people can discuss and engage on the issue, so that we can deal with tribalism. Because, like people were saying, that there is a the tribals are not doing the economic. Because if you engage with guys from Matabeleland, there's a perception and a feeling that Ikukura Wundi was shown as a genius in the band. But it was a government that favored violence against citizens. It was purely a political or party role that then stood and started dealing with citizens and killing ordinary citizens. And in my view, that is where the problem is. That's the reason why we need to deal with it. Because our politicians enjoy this Shona Debele idea. Because we become one. Shona has become one. As if Shona has been able to do it. There is a group of people who did that because they wanted to get political power. But because they wanted to get political power. So the truth needs to be recovered. They have to acknowledge the truth. It has to be told. Secondly, there are issues of institutional reform.
We are losing you, Mr. Mahia.
I'm saying if this is to be achieved, if this commission is to be effective, the state institutions responsible for the protection of citizens should be effective. Can you still hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. So, but institutions like the judiciary, the judiciary, because you know what happened when during the land invasion, the comrade was invading the courts and a lot of manipulation and also one of the judiciary. So people have lost confidence in the judiciary. And so if you take your case to the court, because you are not sure because of the political situation whether you get justice, that has to be dealt with. People need to restore confidence. We need to have confidence in our institutions, in the police, in all many other institutions that are responsible for the protection of citizens and the service of our citizens. And the other thing, issue is about justice. We need justice. And justice is not just about treating people justice. It's not about just getting people into court and then taking them to jail. It's also the restorative part of justice. When you allow people to engage, right, people might decide to pay back.
Yes, let's go to Mr. Bernard Pegilizwe Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, I guess you are still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here.
Now, you've been listening to people saying a lot of things. So, I think we heard from Sazi Dube, he actually said what he wanted to say. Willard Stone had some other views. And people basically are saying, maybe and maybe this thing may come to some kind of closure. But then the time period that was put by one of the callers, Sazi Dube, was that it should be done before elections. Is that possible?
It's not. Understandably, people, Zimbabweans are excited about this, and they are hoping to see something good come out of it. But that in itself is a display, it's naivety, if I may put it that way. It's a display of not understanding how politics works. ZANU-PF is in a catch-22 situation. So it's like they are a driver of a bus that needs to get somewhere, but they are afraid of that destination. So it would be a good thing if they did it and it didn't work against them. If a person like the current president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, was not one of the people, according to the understanding of what happened, for example, around Kukuraundi, we are informed that he was the Minister of State Security, which means he was deeply involved in providing intelligence. Somebody has even said that he is actually the one who falsified intelligence, leading to the killing of the thousands of people who were killed in Matabele. So how do you then ask that person to spearhead the opening of such wounds? Would it not open Madame Pandora's box for the president himself? Who should allow a genuine and sincere process to open up for people to fully talk about something so difficult as Kukuraundi, for example? So that's why I'm saying I think they're in a catch-22 situation. They cannot want to really... If this is going to happen, if Kukuraundi is going to be addressed, it's going to be artificial, it's going to be a surface thing for the benefit of the politician. It's not going to benefit the actual person who suffered, who became a victim either by being affected directly or indirectly. It's going to be manipulated by politicians to work for ZANU-PF. So it's highly unlikely, if not impossible, for this to work for the people of Zimbabwe. Generally speaking, I heard someone say that the opposition, for example, would not want to see reconciliation. That's true, but this person forgot to say even the ruling party would not want to see something like that because it doesn't work to their advantage. The MDCT and the alliance that we have, for example, is currently boiling from within in terms of tribal tensions. Would a person like one of the deputy presidents, Chamisa, who seems to be benefiting from tribal divisions, would he want to see reconciliation? Would he want to come for? If he comes, he's going to come from the position of wanting to help himself to gain more ground with regards to this. Not necessarily for the benefit of the person on the ground who needs that reconciliation. Chamisa would use it his advantage, because there is already tension in the MDC, tribal tension. ZANU-PF equally would use it to their advantage. So people should be excited. They can be optimistic all they want, and that's fine. Perhaps it will help them feel good for a while. But the truth on the ground is that this is unlikely to benefit the person it should benefit. It's going to be manipulated. It's going to be used by politicians to benefit them.
Thank you, Mr. Ndlovu. And we guess that when you say it, Mr. Chamisa is benefiting from tribalism, I guess that's an allegation. So anyway, proceeding from that point, I think we've got a caller on the line. And Ubaba Ndlovu. Ubaba Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, Baba Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Ibizo mbani?
Mr. Ndlovu.
Yebo, Mr. Ndlovu. So, akutsho Baba Ndlovu, wena ukubona njani khonoku okwenzakalayo we National Peace and Reconciliation Act, umthetho lo omutsha.
Okay, all right, awulungile. Ngiqale ngilungise lapha enye inkulumo Dube.
Yeah, lungisa.
Kune inkulumo esesayikhuluma maybe 2 weeks back.
Mm.
Sikhuluma ngokuthi abantu basesitshoneni baba baningi emathebeleleni.
Kubeka ba.
Yeah, uyayikhumbula.
Mm-hmm.
No, sasingasho ukuthi mabangayi emathebeleni. Into esasiyisola yikuthi uzothola ukuthi bakhona ngisho nasezikolo sinabo abantwana basemathebeleni abangasebenziyo angithi.
Mm.
Kuseda lapho uthola ukuthi bona bayobuya bezosebenza. Kusho ukuthi umuntu uyenza i-temporal teaching emathebeleleni. But kunabantwana basemathebeleleni abapasilela i-form 6 benganayo le i-temporal teaching. Yiyo le nto esasikhuluma ngayo, hhayi ukuthi abantu behambe asentani banelungelo labo. Sithi lokho kuyabanga ukuthi kuyenza kube kunganithiwa amandebela arecommendeki. So kuyenza yona le ndaba yegufika onto inganithiwa iba wesi.
Mm. So uthi
yiyo le nto bengisathi silungisa, hhayi ukuthi sasizonda amashono othi manje amathebelelento. No, kakunjalo. Bakungile mababuye. Kodwa eminye imisebenzi kufanele ibonakale ukuthi ithole ngabantwana bakuleyo area, hayi kuyochanga abanye bazosebenza ngapha kanti ngapha bakhona abasebenzi. Okay, right, esikhuluma ngayo namhlanje.
Ye, qhubeka-ke.
Yeze ezinye izinto ezikhulunywa la ngegugawundi, mina uma sengizwisisa akuloni iqiniso and kuyamosha abantu yikho kuyenza ukuthi abantu bengezwayo. Akusakhulunywa iqiniso la.
Ye, qiniso akuletha iqiniso.
Okay, abantu sebefakela ngezinye izinto ezingekho. Uma ngingathatha nje example, uma kungathiwa abantwana basemathebelende abanama birth certificate ngenxa yokuthi abazali babo babulawa ngamagugawundi, akuloni iqiniso lelo tu.
Mm.
No, iqiniso liyikuthi i-covert ebakhona kwezinye indawo zasemathebeleleni yilo elibanga ukuthi abanye abantwana abanganabazali nabanye ababulawa ngamagugawundi bengatholi iy'mfanelo zabo zobomazisi. Ngoba kukhona abantwana abanabazali ababulawa ngamagugawundi futhi abanazo lezo zinto, bona bazithole kanjani? Kanti labo bazibona bazithola kanjani? Yinto enye le efana nokuthi abantu beyiqaphele uma beyikhuluma ukuthi lapho bakhoza nje ukungezwani ngento engekho. And enye into engiyibonayo manje ukuthi iZimbabwe ibusa ngamasosha ngithi namasosha namaministri and akekho neyi-one owake waphuma wathi makulungise indaba yamathebeleleni esuka njengomuntu wasemathebeleleni. Like uba kumfomo wathi let's stop igugawundi ingaceda abantu, asizeni phansi sikhulume nini. But bonke laba kekho umuntu okesuke ethi yayimele ukuthi le ndaba kayilungise.
Ten seconds exactly.
All right. Uma ingamelwa yibo abantu basemathebelelendi njengoba kumfomo wamela igugawundi, le ndaba ingalungiseka. Futhi uma beyibeka the way abayibeka ngakhona kuzoba nzima ukuthi ilungiseke, ngoba kudala le nto beyikhuluma kodwa ayizange ibilungiseke. So abantu basemathebelelendi ngicabanga ukuthi yibo abafanele ukuthi behlangane bekube nje khona abantu abazokhona ukuthi beyimele ukuthi solveke, ngoba abantu ababulawa ngamagugawundi bancane kakhulu kunabantu abahluphekayo manje ngale sikhathi masikhuluma. Abantu baseZimbabwe bayahlupheka Dube ngele ndaba yegugawundi kuphela.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu.
Ayiqale phansi ilungise.
Ye.
Akuhlupheka wonke umuntu. Abeke beyithathe nje beyibone njengendaba engalungiseki, okwenza ukuthi nowesabayo ukuyenza imithetho ukuthi belula ama-investors angene kade ayenze belula, ngoba eminye imithetho ibekwa ngenxa yokuthi baprotekta bona.
Endlovu, Endlovu baba. Ye, Endlovu, sibonge kakhulu Ndlovini, ungathiyela kusasa mntana. So that is Mr. Ndlovu. He's got so many points here. One of them is that there are some children of people that were killed by the 5th Brigade. We have got some birth certificates. So basically he says the truth must actually come out. Because there are certain other issues that are actually fueling conflict due to this Gugurawundi kind of issue. So he says the government should work on it and try by all means to resolve whatever is happening in Zimbabwe. Do you have a caller?
I don't know if we still have Mr. Mahia. Raha Mahia. Nare Achening. Muchiru Pe Raha Mahia. Okay, share the thing that she... but Mahia, so far panenge pasina Gibbs Timbota Savakari katone kuti varipo here. Of course pane vamboya with Gladys Jazzy watching from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Thank you so much, Gladys. Oscar Mpofu watching from Polokwane. Thank you, Oscar. Precious T Machaka, Cape Town. Thank you so much. Oscar Mofu from South Africa. Stephen Mundozi, clear in Gaborone. Kenya's Sunday Midrand, Johannesburg. Thank you so much. Rati Chikuvire, Arguti Ope. Thank you, Rati. We have Elijah Machanyangwa, Arguti Otiripo. Runyararo Kaekwa, I think Tambo Tauranizwa, Runyararo Gibbs, and Wanenge Varipo.
Yeah, and we've got Nomakabo, who says President Love is making many valid points. We need to stop getting overexcited about new policies and false positive changes. Euphoria brings about false positive feelings, and yet real change doesn't happen. Tribalism is a cultural problem. It won't get solved by superficial policies. So writes Nomakabo. So now, I think maybe you can go back to
Mr. Ndlovu, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Mr. Ndlovu, some people are saying that they are concerned that though it's commendable that the president has signed this bill into law, but, you know, it has a time limit. And, you know, since 2013, nothing significant has happened. It is a 10-year limit. Yeah, the government, some are complaining, keeps on dragging. Do you think Mr. Mnangagwa is now serious now that he has signed this bill into law and appointed Mr. Mohadi to also look into issues to do with truth and reconciliation?
I would be deceiving the people of Zimbabwe if I said President Mnangagwa is serious. He is now serious about getting to the ground and benefiting the ordinary person who suffers most of the rage or the problem of tribalism and other vices, social vices that we have. So it's not possible that all of a sudden Mr. Mnangagwa would wake up wanting to be serious about this. To what benefit? We all know what politicians do, most politicians rather, because we are not going to paint all of them with the same brush. They think the ballot, they think what they do would benefit them in terms of the ballot. So it's only, he was going to do this only if it benefited the ballot. And I said it earlier on, I'll repeat again. If it's going to be done, it's going to be manipulated by the politicians, it's going to be manipulated by those in power to work in their favor. That's the only possible thing they can do. They are not going to change and become a philanthropist who think about the people and want to help people just for the benefit of the people. So I would be lying, I would be misleading the people of Zimbabwe if I said that now they are serious, they really want to help. It's going to create unnecessary excitement and euphoria, and the people will... the gullible will then run with the promises that are there. Possibly some of them would then be made to look like they will happen after the election so that they get the vote. And after that, you know what happens usually. People then are concerned about making sure that they stay in power and they start preparing for the next election the moment they get voted into power. They forget, I mean, literally everything, serious. They would have promised the people of Zimbabwe. So my question, my warning to everyone, be excited, but know that this is a gimmick. It's political gimmick. If it's going to happen, perhaps it's going to be done by a totally different, crop of politicians we may have in future. I would come in with that mind of saying, let's correct this. Let's create a new Zimbabwe and move on. Having dealt with these issues, the people that are there were part of the creation of the problem. We do not expect them, therefore, to take part in solving the problem. Because it's going to work against them.
Thank you so much. I think Mr. Mahia is back, Gibbs.
Before we go to Mr. Mahia, there's George Kusa who says, people cannot be forced to forgive and forget. It comes right from the heart. Then Wesley Patsika says, I welcome this platform. Let's embrace it as a nation, and we need a closure to the issue of Kokuraundi and Munamatswina and others. So back to you, Mr. Mahia. So what's the starting point now, Mr. Mahia, if the government has to tackle this issue as urgently as possible?
I think the starting point is the National Peace and Development Commission has got about 10 functions, which are clearly laid out in the Act and in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And one important and immediate one is to develop procedures and mechanisms for the prevention of violence, conflict, and disputes from arising in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That is to create an early warning and early response mechanism that prevents the recurrence of violence and intimidation and atrocities in future. And we've got an election that's coming up in the next 6 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
So that responsibility is the most immediate one, as far as I'm concerned, is to make sure that that is put in place so that we'll make sure that we'll go to the commission and say, okay, there is violations that are taking place in Zarabani. These are the reports that we are getting. We monitor civil society, as organizations, as individuals. This is what is taking place. Can there be action? And then they act and engage with other state institutions, including the police and the Human Rights Commission and other commissions that are chapter 12. So for me, that's the immediate one. Immediate one, because it can prevent violence. It does not necessarily have to be an election issue, an election campaign issue for both the opposition and or the ruling party. And then the second one, which is immediate, I think from what we are getting from the citizens, that is just an acknowledgement from the state, from particularly the ruling party, as far as Kokuraundi is concerned. An acknowledgement and an apology. I don't know what it takes, really, for the government to do that. Just to be able to say, okay, this happened, and we are sorry. It's not a moment of badness, but a genuine, clear acknowledgement that it happened, and say, let's open a new way forward. But also, let me just to say that this issue needs to be dealt with not through the lenses of elections in 2018 and for campaigning.
Mm.
Because, and so this explains the platforms where these conversations take place should be platforms where citizens feel secure, citizens feel that they are not threatened with violence or victimization. And I state this and clearly say this because yesterday there was a process that took place at Trappist Class, and there was clear threat to the lives of people that were making presentations there.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand in Blawayo, equivalent, there's been violence again. So my appeal is that to all organizations that are in these issues, to all civil society organizations, all citizens, let's be responsible to those that attend, but also we need to make sure that the security of citizens at such platforms. I say this with all due respect, that there is need for us to get the truth out, but also we need to make sure the environment is conducive and that the state provides security for the citizens. And this is one other point that we want to make the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission. That when they start carrying out these public hearings, when they go out into communities, they should make sure that the victims of violence are not re-victimized, that there is security, there is no retribution that comes post getting the evidence out. And it is important because we don't want to open wounds that we will not be able to close. For me and for the organization that we work for, it is important that we start this process, but start it in a way that is very clear that we don't want revolutionization. It's not a political tool to get one political party in power or the other one out, but it is a genuine process that seeks to deal with the
fact. Thank you,
so that we can
Mr. Mahia.
Go forward.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Thank you so much to Mr. Rashid Mahia, Executive Director, EU Zimbabwe. We also want to thank analyst Bekilizwe Lovu. Thanks to our viewers and listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, have a lovely, lovely weekend. Bye-bye.